Welcome to the Super Sports Halftime Show on KSCJ. Brought to you by Bob Rose, Point After, North End Zone, and Westside Pizza.
There's an old Yiddish proverb which translates, "Man plans and God laughs." Last August, as the high school football season neared, I sat down with retired Sioux City Journal sports editor Terry Hersom at the KSCJ studios, and we recorded a multi-hour conversation about his life, both professional and personal. He spoke of his childhood in Cedar Rapids, his college years in Cedar Falls, and his career in journalism. As he talked about his career, he likened it to being in a candy store. He would select for the readers a particular confectionery in the form of a sporting event or topic, pay for it with his words, and then share that treat with all of his readers in the morning paper. We aired a different segment during each halftime show of the football season. As the football season ended, I still had about an hour of unaired content from my conversation with Terry. I planned to call Terry before the high school basketball season tipped off just to let him know I was going to continue airing his segments as the hoops season unfolded. Terry planned to continue enjoying his retirement years, taking in sporting events as a fan and not as a journalist. We planned. God laughed. On November 1st, Terry died unexpectedly at the age of 71. No further editing of his life story is allowed, but I think his final draft is one with which he was well pleased. While his family and the Sioux City community continue to mourn his loss, I know Terry is now in that heavenly candy store, notebook and recorder in hand, peppering the real head coach with question after question. To quote Terrence Mann in Field of Dreams, what a story it'll make. We will continue airing the rest of my conversation with Terry during our basketball halftime shows. Here's to Terry Hersom, who made an everlasting impact on the sports community in this city.
You get here, and you know the Helin and East is the main rivalry in town for high school football and
right.
most high school sports at the time. So, how soon were you in town before you realized that that rivalry was the one to follow?
Oh, immediately! I could tell that immediately.
Did you understand what was all at stake, or why it even became that rivalry?
Well, they were both very good. Both had very good football programs. East was mainly a football school, and they would have a great team. I think it was the fall of 80, and they had 2,000 yard running backs, Paul Prout and Rick Wager, and they had a line with Bill Lewis and Dave Croston, who both went to the NFL, and they were huge. And back then, East would put, and maybe more after that, but they liked to put one person on every yard line for the national anthem because they could. They had a roster that stretched from over 100 players, and it was really something to see. And those games would draw tremendous crowds, and some more than others. But I got to know Terry Stevens really well, Walt Fiegel. I got to know Beanie Cooper at Helin, and then Dave Triplett followed him, and then Beanie went to USD, and Dave Triplett followed him there after Beanie became the athletic director up there. And then Beanie left and went to Indiana State. That's the one in Terre Haute.
Right.
Well, all those guys meant a lot to me, and it's difficult to see people like that pass on, as they say. And
we just had one pass on from Helin in that early '80s era, Phil Karpuk, who won.
Well, that's amazing because Phil Karpuk was a relatively young man, but that was a COVID thing.
But Phil took Helin to the state championship in '82, 2 years before East did it in '84. So.
Mm-hmm.
Those years when they're rivaling for state championships, it seemed like whoever won the opening round
would lose in the playoffs.
Yeah. And that might be lore in my mind, but was that kind of how you remember it?
Oh yeah, that's I used to have a chart that kept track of that, and Yeah, the team that won the regular season game definitely had a losing overall record in the postseason rematches, and they had them almost every year for a while there.
But it seems like the East and Helan matchup was it's sort of fallen off over the years. I mean, now they play it the first game of the year, and usually it was later in the fall when they would play it. But that was back when everybody was competing in the SIC as well.
Right.
And so you had those type of games. So how much more exciting was the – or maybe it's the same now, but how much more exciting was the SIC – were the SIC matchups for you to cover as a journalist?
Well, they were great. There were good athletes in Sioux City and good athletes in Sioux Falls. And, you know, the South Dakota legislature did us a disservice. They said we're losing touch with Western South Dakota. Rapid City schools out there in Sturgis and Spearfish can't find competition. And so we're going to mandate that you play so many of those every year. And it just broke up our conference. And they didn't want to leave our conference because it was perfect. You know, they had four, we had four. And what is it? Barely an hour up the road. So, yeah, there were a lot of really good. I mean, you know, Lincoln had some great basketball teams, Sioux Falls Lincoln, and they had a good track program. O'Gorman was very good in football. And, man, I think it's so many names. Bob Burns got O'Gorman going, and he was a Sioux City native. And, he was tremendous.
That ends tonight's portion of my conversation with the late Terry Hersom. Join us again on our next halftime show for more. And we'll be back for the second half action right here on KSCJ.